Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Also, instant viral picture, Roethlisberger's stupefied look to the sidelines after the Chase Claypool jet sweep to nowhere.
Ben, looking and speaking for all of us with that look, what are we doing here? It should never have come to that. Like, I am genuinely torn here. Ben needs to make the throw in stride to Claypool. That should be a touchdown pretty much 100 times out of 100. You got to make that throw in stride. He was way open. By the same token, against the worst rush defense in the league, you should also be able to go extra heavy on goal to go and run the ball down their throats. They suck at it. I know that they probably would try harder than they do the rest of the field goal to go. Run the ball. Run it. What are we doing here?
I hate fades. Fades almost never work. Third down fade to
Claypool. I hate offensive coordinators
Such
who
a low
actually
percentage
are trying to
call.
No, I hate coordinators who are trying to prove how smart they are with the perfect play. God, you know what? I didn't know that it exactly would be that little cutesy that running shovel pass. But I knew some garbage, some BS was coming on the fourth down play.
I mean, anytime they roll out, look at the week before. They roll out Rudolph at the goal line, has to throw it out of bounds. They roll out Ben. Oh, let me do a shovel pass back to Freiermuth going right into the teeth of the defense.
Three guys hit him simultaneously.
There's like five fat Chargers there clogging up the middle.
I mean, if you're going to do that rollout nonsense, can't you at least like have a clever little play where a guy leaks back all the way across the field and you throw
they've
it 30
had,
yards like that?
They've had four fourth down passes this year that were short. The intended target was short of the line to gain. Dude. I mean, they lead the league in that category. No one else does that. Fourth down, at least put the ball somewhere where it needs to go. If the person catches it, it's actually going to convert the play.
Get to the sticks before the ball is thrown to you is like,
Chris, I think he's terrible. And I know it sounds funny to say that after they score 37 points. I think the offensive coordinator here stinks.
But he's a Maryland man. I thought that was impossible.
Well, and he had one great year at Pitt. Congratulations on all his success at Pitt. But it's just, there's a reason why Matt Canada was a college football nomad and was going team to team year after year. He was in the right place, right time at Pitt. Colbert and Tomlin liked him, and then he was in the right place again when Tomlin's kid got to Maryland.
Well, I think my problem with him, I tried to defend him, but I think it's obvious that his schemes work better when you have a lesser overall level of talent, maybe on your side of the ball too, but when you know that there are guys who won't be as disciplined as NFL players. I try to give him benefit of the doubt and say, hey, listen, he's hamstrung by the quarterback here, not having the physical abilities anymore, but dude, look at it. Here's the way to judge it. How often do Steelers players seem to have tons of separation? The Claypool play is notable because he was way behind the defense there.
Yep.
But how often are there plays where you're feeling like Roethlisberger is throwing down the field to a very open man? The one he threw to Johnson that was complete on the sideline is one of the best throws and catches you'll see all year.
Yep.
Against, what, a window of nothing? Good offensive coordinators, to me, yes, like, your players have to make plays, but you scheme up stuff where, remarkably, guys are running free all the time.
And your answer can always be a handoff to a running back. Or a wide receiver, excuse me. When in doubt, hand it off to a wide receiver who's in motion.
You know why he doesn't? You know what else bothers me about the sequence in the second quarter is if you run the ball, say, three straight times and maybe you go with something cute on fourth down, or maybe you just go for it again, run it the same way, right? And you actually get in the end zone, quite honestly, nobody looks back and says, hey, great call by the coordinator. If anything, Collinsworth saying, would you look at this seal block by so-and-so?
If the fourth down interference call, if that's a no call, I think the story coming out of this game is the Steelers have one of the worst offensive coordinators in football. I really think so.
They still do, though.
No, you're right.
It was a warranted call there. Like, it wasn't a bailout in the sense that it was a bad call. You needed five downs to figure out that on the fifth down, you should put in the 6'9", 340-pound tackle, put in all of your tight ends, basically, put in your $3 million fullback, and hand the ball to your first-round running back and let him dive almost effortlessly over the top for an easy touchdown. You needed four downs prior of miserable failure to tell you that.
We're a show for the people, by the people. That's how Craig rose the ladder here, rise up the ladder, because we really appreciate and love our audience. It's after a Steelers loss. The morning show didn't take calls. The midday show didn't take calls. We want to hear how Steelers fans are feeling about this team and about this game. We want the pulse of the people. We value the opinions. Many of them are great, but they go unnoticed when you don't give them an opportunity to speak their piece.
When you don't open the vents and say, yeah, let the voice of the people listen.
So we're going to do that. If that's, maybe I'm rolling the dice here, but I think we're going to hear some points or some takes that maybe got swept under the rug or were missed because the previous shows didn't take a lot of calls. 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. We value what you have to say about last night's game.
Station is called, after all, The Fan.
Here is Bob. Hi, Bob. You're on The Fan. Hello, Bob.
Question about Ben looking stupefied, looking at the sideline.
Yeah.
I really like the Najee Harris. He looked like he was surfing on top going in for the touchdown. But when Canada calls a call, does Tomlin have overrule it? And why can't Ben call his own plays?
Well, I think you might be seeing more of that coming up, that latter part. But I do think Mike Tomlin has, obviously, like any head coach, the authority to, if he hears something that he doesn't like, say, scrap that.
I'd love to know if Tomlin got in there and said, put Watt and Banner in the game now.
Like, you got your four downs and you got your reprieve on fourth
down. It almost seemed like a philosophical change, didn't it? Like, enough of this BS. Get the big guys in there, and let's try to jam it in. And I wonder where that came from. I don't think it came from Ben.
But why does it take four downs of failure?
I know.
Three of failure and one of good fortune to get to that point. Like, so the Chase Claypool catch came on, what, the 6-yard line or so? They were about 5 yards out. Just because you're a couple yards out and there's technically more space to get and work with doesn't mean you have to get cute. What did the Chargers do? They have all the talent in the world. They have a supernaturally gifted quarterback. And when they got down near the goal line, they handed the freaking ball to Eckler.
Yep.
And just ran running straight running plays.
You know, one of the things that analytics, and I know sometimes people, you know, think that numbers have polluted football, but one of the things the analytics people believe in strongly is that runs are more successful in short yardage situations than passes.
Which is why last year's Steelers were no analytics darling despite passing the ball all the time, because they would try to pass it on 4th-and-2, 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, and fail.
You draft Najee Harris to convert those yards for you, I think, and convert those plays.
Austin Eckler's the size of what compared to Najee Harris? It's like that old picture of Derrick Henry standing next to Mark
Ingram.
It's
like the mini-me, Dr. Evil.
Yes, and he was, I mean,
granted. Is he still alive, and is he still a Steelers fan, and was he at the game last night?
Vern Troyer, I don't know why I don't feel great about this one.
Oh, no.
I know.
Come on, Vern.
No.
You still kicking,
no,
buddy?
No, it's been 3 years.
I'm sorry,
he
Vern.
He had a good run, though, man.
How about Snoop Dogg, by the way, last night, talking about how he was conflicted because L.A.'s his town, but the Steelers are his team? I don't like that. Pick one.
No, that sounds like a guy trying to exist in both worlds and profit off of both worlds.
Here's Darren. He's next. Hello, Darren.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Darren, what's up?
I'm calling from Virginia, man.
Okay.
My main take from the game last night was this team, especially on defense, let's face it, guys, we're just void of talent. I mean, you were missing five starters last night, and if you include a Hilton, Steven Nelson and a Vince Williams. That's nine guys that were on that defense last year that are not there.
Hey, Darren, so to bring up what Andrew brought up earlier in the show, isn't it kind of striking that outside of all those first-round guys they have on their defense, whether they or somebody else drafted them, right? Isn't it kind of striking to you that they have so little depth that they haven't been able to turn second-day picks into better players?
Exactly. And the depth is because they've just been kicking the can down the road.
Well, and thanks for calling. I just think that their decision, they could have found a way to keep Nelson and or Hilton. And they said, nope, we'd rather have Juju on a one-year deal. We'd rather keep Ben happy. We're getting a bargain. We want to bring him back.
Was a weird priority to make.
They're way under the salary cap, too.
It was a weird prioritization for them to keep Juju. Why? Because didn't we say this when he got hurt? It felt like not a huge blow to their offense. Other guys do what he does. Freiermuth. At this point, you're supposed to be a defensive team this year,
and
if anything.
And I think they miss Hilton in games like last night when they can't get pressure the old-fashioned way, the traditional way, and you've got to rely on some creative, exotic things to get after Herbert. And Mike Hilton always made the offense prepare or think about that.
He just had good timing and instincts.
Yes, other than Jamal Adams, who's one of the highest paid defensive players in football in Seattle, who specializes in the safety blitz, Hilton was the second best DB at wreaking havoc in opposing backfields. And the Steelers are like, nah, we're good. You're like, we really like Cam Sutton. Okay, fine. Sutton's a nice player. But once you let go of Steven Nelson, then you're down to James Pierre. I can't believe Lewis Riddick is not going to get a job as a GM because he's dull as hell on the air. And he says things like, James Pierre is a future superstar. In what league? USFL 2.0? Not with the Steelers. Maybe the Maulers if they actually come back, which is rumored today. But not with the Steelers.
But at least in James Pierre's
James
case,
Pierre?
It's a guy
he must
who's
have thought
undrafted.
He was thinking of Jason Pierre-Paul.
Put the mic down. You pulled the mic right out of its moorings again. You're so frustrated about James Pierre. Uh-oh. Now we got problems there. In here. There you go.
Moorings.
I know. Here's the other problem I have, though. Like, that is a key spot because I saw this borne out in the Andy Dalton-led comeback in that Bears game. If you run a corner blitz or a defensive back blitz and you don't get home, because whoever it was for the Ravens hesitated, Andy freaking Dalton can burn you downfield. Like, that's a high-risk, high-reward thing. So having somebody who's great at it is pretty valuable. I would say, because the downside of it when it doesn't work is tremendous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.